Hi, my name is Dean Halstead. I'm the Federal Accessibility Lead here at Microsoft. In this episode, we're going to focus on how to create hyperlinks and contextual links in your document for better readability by all. Many of you have seen different ways people put URLs into a document, or links. Some organizations have policies not to use hyperlinks, but instead use the full URL and text format. Yet other organizations put hyperlink after a description. It is sometimes hard to tell the correct way to insert and use hyperlinks in a document. However, there are four types of hyperlinks that you will encounter. Number one, web page or URL, the most common use. Number two, another location in the document, similar to what you've seen used in a table of contents. Number three, email address, to start up an email to a particular email recipient with an optional subject. And number four, create a new document. This is very rare, and actually I've never seen it used. So we're going to focus on the most common uses, but the practices that we're going to describe below can be used for any type. Let's look at some examples of inaccessible and accessible hyperlinks. You'll notice that we are using the click here approach in this example. There are many documents that have here as the key hyperlink within a sentence, or actually use the word click here. This is actually a bad practice, since those with screen readers and all users that can pull up a list of hyperlinks within a document really can't find which one is related to what. In this case, they would see an endless list of here or click here's and not knowing which one to use. In the accessible version, notice that the words that form the hyperlink are a great description. They are new software link and old software link, respectively. This helps with the readability for all and the navigability for those with screen readers. Let's go ahead and create a good hyperlink. You can use the Insert Links hyperlink on the toolbar, or I generally prefer to type my sentence and add a hyperlink by using the quick menu with a right click. So in conclusion, the following are best practices, really, for creating links and hyperlinks. Number one, avoid using here or click here as the hyperlink name. Number two, use a descriptive word or words and add the hyperlink to that. Number three, refrain from placing full URLs into a document, especially those that are multi-lined. And to create accessible documents, definitely verify that, number one, the destination, function, or purpose is described in the link name or in the surrounding text. And number two, that links are uniquely identified.